it's time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey there, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Dan Pitt of Palo Alto, California. I said, name something in two words, 7 letters in the first word, 5 letters in the second, that you might take camping. The phrase contains exactly 7 consonants, which appear in alphabetical order through the phrase. What is the item? And the item is a Coleman stove.
Oh, okay. Well, there were over 1,600 correct entries. This week's winner is Leslie Smith of Hillsboro, Oregon. Congratulations, Leslie.
Thank you.
How long have you been playing the puzzle?
I can't even remember that far back.
Okay, but you've never won before.
No, never. I never expected to.
How are you surviving in this heat?
Well, I'm good. I work from home and I have air conditioning, so I'm hanging in.
Okay, that's great. What do you do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I'm an investigator for a healthcare licensing board. And when I'm not doing that, I'm playing other puzzles and watching baseball.
Okay, well, it sounds like you're ready to investigate this puzzle. That's what it sounds like. Okay, Leslie, I gotta ask you, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I am ready.
Okay, take it away, Will.
All right, Leslie and Aisha. Every answer today is a 2-syllable word in which each syllable starts with the letter P. For example, if I said father, you would say papa.
Okay.
Here's number one, the partner of salt.
Pepper.
Pepper is right. Center of the eye.
Pupil.
Is right. Human beings.
People.
That's right. Relating to Vatican affairs.
Papal.
A papal is right. A shade akin to lavender.
Purple.
Uh-huh. Minister's spot when delivering a sermon.
Pulpit.
Good. A baby dog.
Puppy.
A puppy is right. A flower that's the source of opium.
Poppy.
Uh-huh. To dismiss as unimportant. It's a hyphenated word.
Poo-poo.
Poo-poo is correct. Something to write on.
Paper.
Uh-huh. A very poor person.
Pauper.
Uh-huh. To dote on as a child.
Oh, pamper?
Uh-huh. How about slang for the eye?
Peeper.
Good. And intention?
Purpose.
Uh-huh. An intelligent sea creature?
Porpoise.
Right. Low grasslands of South America?
Pampas.
Good. Affecting a sense of self-importance?
Oh, another kind of pampas.
That's right. Necessity for traveling abroad?
Passport.
That's right. One means of completing online purchases.
PayPal.
Good. And here's your last one. Something waved by a cheerleader.
Pom-pom.
Boom, boom, boom. 100%.
100%. That was a perfect stretch. I don't know if we've had one of those recently. That was an awesome job, Leslie. How do you feel?
Thanks. Oh, I feel as happy as a dog at the beach.
Okay. That's as happy as a puppy. Okay.
Exactly.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Leslie, what member station do you listen to?
KOPB.
That's Leslie Smith of Hillsboro, Oregon. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, well, this weekend I'm at the 184th Convention of the National Puzzlers League in Dallas. It's a 4-day event of word puzzles and games with about 160 fellow enthusiasts. And one of these is Sandy Weiss of Chicago, who gave me this puzzle. Think of a famous actor and a famous actress who co-starred in a classic movie of the past, and the actress's first name when reversed and the actor's last name when spelled forward are similar romantic gifts. Who are these stars? So again, an actor and an actress, they co-starred in a classic movie. The actress's first name when spelled backward and the actor's last name when spelled forward are similar romantic gifts. Who are these stars?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, July 18th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.